At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And all I see is a tweet. I'm sorry, a text from Sean Morash, who's supposed to be on vacation. And all it says is Justin Fields.
Yes, but he's not on, like, go away, I'm across the world vacation like you were on.
That's true.
He's just hanging out on the island.
It's a staycation.
Yes.
So he texts Justin Fields, and my initial thought was, is this guy really going to make fun of a Justin Fields training camp interception? Or is it something worse? And so I see what everyone else sees on social media. If you didn't, I'll describe it. And that is Justin Fields is down. He's being carted off.
Right.
So my brain tells me, wait a second, there's no contact here. There's no tackling here.
Mm-hmm.
So if Justin Fields is down, it's a non-contact injury.
And that's a bad thing.
A horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a torn ACL. It could be a torn Achilles. It could be anything that's really, 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 really bad. Really bad. And so now as I'm in this doctor's appointment, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm thinking about veteran quarterbacks. I'm thinking of Tommy DeVito. I'm thinking of Tyrod Taylor. My brain is going through 150 different things.
You'd have been all right with Tyrod Taylor.
I agree
with
you.
You'd be fine.
So, yes, I think the Jets are equipped to not have a drop-off, if any drop-off, with Tyrod Taylor, a quarterback. My concern around Tyrod, who I'm a fan of, is him staying healthy. So I would assume, yeah, I'll get 5 good weeks out of him, and then he'll be hurt. And then my quarterback is Adrian Martinez or Tommy DeVito, who they pick up off the practice squad of the Giants. So my brain is racing. So I'm nervous. I'm like, I'm not even checking social media. I'm going to wait till my guy AG tells us what's going on. So I go on to YouTube. Aaron Glenn's about to speak. Would you guys like to listen to how the Aaron Glenn press conference began? Because I don't think this is getting enough attention.
Right, I do. But
he
go ahead.
Caused me to I almost drove off the road listening to this because, again, Justin Fields went down with an injury. We don't know what it is. So we're like, all right, AG, tell us the Justin Fields update. Here's Aaron Glenn.
Good morning. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and knock this out now. Obviously, Tyrod went down with a toe injury on his right on the right side. But Justin went down with a toe injury on the right side of his foot.
So before I could even digest it's a toe injury, I'm like, what?
Right. One of those black quarterbacks we have went down with a toe injury. It's all, you know what I meant. You know what I was talking about.
I thought I knew what he meant. And then I'm like, did everyone else screw this up? Like, did everyone think it was Justin, but it's really Tyrod? And I don't want to make it like I'd be okay with Tyrod getting hurt. I think he's a really valuable backup. But, dude, I was so that 5 second period, my head was exploding.
Right, because you didn't know what was happening.
I thought I was being swerved.
Right.
Like, what?
But Tyrod Taylor's fine, healthy, and for now. And who knows how long this is going to put Justin Fields out for. But originally, I thought it was a big toe because when you, again, you heard it was turf toe, not what it ultimately was. Turf toe is usually your big toe. Like, you just stub it into something, you kick somebody's foot, or you get stepped on the wrong way, or falling on the wrong way, you twist that big joint, and it frustrates you. It's painful more than anything. But then you hear it's a dislocated toe, but it's not the big toe.
Right. It's just, it's another toe.
It's whatever. I don't know if it's the middle toe, or the whatever, the pinky toe. Who knows?
Do they all have names, those toes?
I think so. Oh, right? The big, I don't know. Big toe, the... I don't know. The ring toe can't be the ring toe.
Does
because you
each
can't put
toe
a,
have a name?
You don't put a ring on it. Like, this is your ring finger because you put rings on it, but you don't put rings on toes, so it can't be a ring toe.
I have the answer. Each toe...
Pinky toe, I know. Big toe, I know. Middle toe, I guess.
Each toe has a name. You've got the big toe, also known as the hallux toe. You've got the index toe. You've got the middle toe.
What's the index toe? The second one?
The index toe is the second toe.
Got it. Okay? Got it. Just like the index finger.
Correct. Then you've got the middle toe like the middle finger.
Which makes sense.
Then you've got the ring toe.
It is not called the ring toe.
Why would I make this up?
Because why right would now you put a ring on your freaking toe? It is not a ring toe.
That's what I'm looking at.
That's nonsense.
This is AI from the internet.
Okay, that's why, because AI is stupid.
No, I'm literally looking at like every kind of website possible.
It is not called the ring toe. There's no way. I refuse to believe that.
It's called the ring toe or the fourth toe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, I'm telling you.
The fourth toe I would buy. The ring toe? Seriously?
I'm reading this.
How many dudes are wearing rings on their toes right now?
That's not the point. It's just what it's named.
It is the point.
Sometimes you name something.
How many guys are wearing rings on their fingers right now? I got mine on.
Me too.
There you go. Huh? You got yours. You're not old enough yet. Connor, yeah, you too. Keep searching. But we got rings on. No, I have a ring on my toe.
Bro, I'm on like five different websites now. It's called the ring toe.
That's so stupid. Mm-hmm. It's
also called the fourth toe. You could call it the fourth toe or you can call it the ring toe.
I'm starting a campaign. It's got to be the fourth toe.
Okay.
The ring toe makes no damn sense.
And then the pinky toe is also called the little toe. So it's got two.
We can call that the pinky toe.
So if it's not
that's
the
Harlem Knights.
That's true. If it's not the big toe, what toe would be less detrimental to Justin Fields?
I would say the index toe.
Okay.
It's not the big toe. But of all those toes, I would say the index toe because it's probably getting a lot of use because it's right next to the big toe.
Uh-huh.
I think the middle toe and the pinky toe, I mean, those are probably like whatever.
Now the Jets.
Either way, I think it's just a pain thing.
Right. And the Jets, at least they haven't said it because Aaron Glenn was very evasive, if that is the right word, in terms of how serious it was. He probably didn't know at the time, too. It was right after the injury. Mm-hmm. But all indications, Rich Samini even reported, is they're not worried that he should be ready for week one against the Steelers. So all is good. So then my question to you, without being a jerk, because Justin's my QB. He's my QB1. I don't want to insult him. Do you really need to get carted off?
No.
For a toe issue?
No. They probably thought it was worse than it was. Because he's got a shoe on. Like, you can't see it. It's just like, oh, my toe.
My toe.
Exactly.
My toe.
I wasn't even trying to do that.
One more hill to climb, baby.
But good job. But at the end of the day, it's just the toe. It's not even the big toe. So he should have limped off.
It's my quarterback.
Don't talk about my quarterback.
So you kind of agree that this was more dramatic than it needed to be.
Yeah, just limp off. It's all good.
I'm just relieved because, and it's not because I think that Tyrod Taylor is such a downgrade from Justin Fields. That's not what it is.
Yeah, we just don't know what Justin Fields is.
That's, right. You hit it. It's the idea that going into the start of this season, there is that possibility that Justin Fields on his third team with a new coaching staff, mm-hmm. still being incredibly young, is going to put it all together.
Right, and wanted.
Yes.
Because, let's face it, in Pittsburgh, he was brought in to be the backup and not necessarily wanted to be the starter. They wanted Russell Wilson, kind of like the Giants this year. They want Russell Wilson to be that guy. And so when Justin Fields took over, he was all right. Won some games. As soon as Russ was healthy, he just gave it back to him.
And we never knew, like, could Justin Fields put it all together? Right. I mean, we've seen quarterbacks over the last couple of years, not that they're Patrick Mahomes, but jump to second and third teams and be really good. I mean, want to talk about Baker Mayfield? Want to talk about Geno Smith?
Right.
Want to talk about Sam Darnold?
But Baker was always good. He just got a bad... The Browns just did him dirty.
I get it. Like, all of these scenarios are not the same, and I get that they're all different circumstances.
But your point works.
Like, yeah.
Just because you, let's call it fail, or don't pan out. Let's call it don't pan out. You don't pan out in your first stop as a quarterback doesn't mean that you're not going to be successful.
Right. Like, there is hope, and I'm not saying it's an incredibly high hope, and I'm not saying it's like 80% likely, but there is a chance that the Jets found something with Justin Fields. And 5 years from now, he's the quarterback of the team. Like, I'm not saying that's likely, but it's a possibility. If he was ever lost for the season and we were sitting through a year of Tyrod Taylor and Adrian Martinez and adding Tommy DeVito or acquiring Kirk Cousins or whatever the heck you want to come up with, it would basically be just kind of getting through the year until you find your guy. Now, that may ultimately be what the Jets are doing. Like I said, there's no guarantee Fields is the answer. But part of our hope in 2025 is maybe it is Justin Fields. So I'm happy for him, obviously, as a human that he's healthy. But I'm also happy for us as Jet fans because we want to have that hope, that possibility that Justin Fields can be that guy. And hopefully this toe issue doesn't affect, like, he could be ready week one. Hopefully it doesn't affect him week one, especially considering running is a big part of his game.
Right.
And is going to be a big part of his game considering the way the Jets are going to run this offense. So, crisis averted. You think he's ready for week one?
I think he's back next week.
So you think he plays in preseason games?
I don't know. Nobody plays in preseason games anymore. So it's just, it's hard to predict that he's going to be okay for a preseason game.
Yeah.
But I do think he'll be back on the field next week.
That was crazy. What a day. I thought he was I'm texting these guys. Tommy DeVito's going to be on the team. He tore his ACL. I was fearing the worst. And luckily, it's okay. Right? A little scare, but it's okay. Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Artie's in Brooklyn. What's up, Art?
Hey, welcome back, buddy.
Thank you,
How's
man.
How's it going, Deke?
All's good.
So, Tiki, I saw his little video there on the Jets, giving some positive love to for AG and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then, Pav, yesterday you said that the Jets were definitely going to have a better record than the Giants.
Yes.
Both of you didn't say, though, if you had a question of who's a better team, the Jets or the Giants right now, player-wise, which team would it be?
Player-wise? I mean, I think it's relatively close. Like, I think the Giant defense has certainly closed the gap from last year, where I would have said it's not very close with the Giants. But I think, you know, Abdul Carter, I mean, I can't deny what the expectations are for him.
Right.
I can't deny that.
Well, let's do it by position. So you do it by the defensive front, I would go with the Giants. Go with.
I can't argue that.
Second level, I'd go the Jets. The secondary.
Well, I mean, they have, if Sauce Gardner is what he was 2 years ago.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
If
we don't know what Deontay Banks is after the year he had last year.
But we do know Paulson Adebo. And, well, he was hurt. So we also, it's weird. I'd probably have to go the Jets.
It's the Jets, but it's close. Like, I'd be the first to say the it's been cut down. Here's where I think the Jets have an edge on the Giants big time.
Offensive line.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
I have
skill position players. It's probably the Giants.
It's close.
I'm going to give Slayton, because Darius Slayton is a really good player.
Sure.
And I can't say everybody else in the Jets receiver room are really good players.
Right.
Like, they're good, but they're not. So I'm.
How about the quarterbacks?
That's the thing. Right? Do we know, really?
It's close. All I know is
one is young and unproven. The other one is getting older, proven, but it has not been good the last couple of years.
Right, and the Giants do have at least that little treasure trove hiding where, hey, if things don't go good with Russ, we open up the box, we see what Jackson Dart is.
Right.
Jets don't have that. The big difference, I think, between the Jets and the Giants, and why I confidently said that yesterday, is the schedule.
Okay, what about the coach?
What about the coach?
We didn't get to the coaching yet. It's impossible to judge. You can't even do it right now.
It's a loaded question.
Right. Like, we have no idea. We know Aaron Glenn is a good defensive coordinator.
Right.
Because he did some really good things in Detroit over all those years, even though some of those years where they were bad, those defenses were pretty good. We have no idea what he's going to be like as a head coach.
Zero clue. And I even think Brian Daboll, there are major questions, because year one, he was brilliant. He was coach of the year. Year two was a disaster.
Right.
So what is Brian Daboll? But the reason I have a lot of confidence is just pound for pound the schedule. And so I think the Jets are probably, and we haven't made our official win predictions, I'm kind of leaning towards an 8-win Jet season, kind of in that area, which, by the way, would be the most wins they've had in a long time. And I told you, I think the Giants are winning 3 or 4 games. And that doesn't mean they're going to be awful, even though that's a bad record. Right. I think they may lose a lot of really close, hard-fought games. But I don't think it's crazy to say the Jets are going to have a better record. I asked Tommy yesterday. He would not, like almost refused to answer it. And finally, he's like, the Giants. Tiki, you refused to answer it. You said you need to watch them in training camp.
Yes.
So I'm giving you 2 weeks.
Specifically, the Giant-Jet joint practice.
So you're going to determine it at the joint practice?
Yes.
That's going to be dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get a microphone in your face as you're leaving the joint practice and saying, all right, Tiki, what's your opinion?
What day is that? That's the first?
I don't know. You tell me. You tell me what it is.
Or is it It's not the day we're there. I know that.
I think it's the day before we're there. We're actually going to do our Giants show July 31st, MLB trade deadline. It'll be a mixing of those two big events. I think Giants-Jets is the day before. And just to give you perspective on the schedule stuff, and I know that that changes, and it's the NFL, and it's crazy. I get it. We all get it. The strength of schedule that the New York Giants are facing is number one in the NFL in terms of difficulty.
Which is insane, because they were not anywhere close to being a number one team. No, the joint practice is the 13th.
Oh, August 13th. August 13th. Further from now.
Yeah.
The Giants' opponent winning percentage, just based on last year, and again, I get it, it could change, is 574. It is number one. It is the worst. The Jets are actually sixth from the bottom in terms of schedule strength, winning percentage of 460.
This is based on last year.
Correct. That matters. There's only 17 of these. So, speaking of 17 of these, and I can't wait to tell Sean this because he's going to be very disappointed in me. I am leaning towards, for the first time in my adult fandom, quitting NFL Sunday Ticket.
Really?
I think I'm done. I'll tell you why. I think I'm dumping them. Because they raise the price again, and they give us less games. Mm-hmm. Every year, it's fewer games. Every year, we've got more prime time.
So why are they saying fewer games? Because
no, I'm saying fewer games because they... It's because it's
on ESPN.
Yes.
It's on
Christmas,
NBC, right?
Netflix,
right?
Black Friday,
right?
The Friday in another country, like they continue to take games away.
And Amazon.
And I admit the other factor.
Are they on Netflix this year?
Is it the Christmas game on Netflix?
It should be. Let me double check that.
Yeah,
no, I think you're right.
Yeah, the Christmas Day game. So not only every year are we as consumers losing games, and then also from a completely like my situation. The Jets are playing a ton of 1 o'clock games. I think I'm going to go to a bunch of them. And every time I go to a 1 o'clock game,
right. you don't need to watch it on
TV. So I think the product, the NFL Sunday Ticket, which is one of the great inventions of all time, I think it's losing its value because there's just less. There's fewer and fewer games that are exclusive to it. So I haven't decided if I'm fully going to do it, but I'm leaning towards it. Dude, it's $480.
That's a lot of money.
Now,
especially if you're not watching it every Sunday.
And let's do the math. They claim there are 200 games. Now, take away the games that are blacked out because they're locally on your TV. What are we really talking about, 130 games?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's 480 divided by 130? Go ahead, Tommy.
That would be a 5.5.
Not quite, but it's like $4 a game.
Oh, that's close.
I mean, really? $4 a game and half of which I'm not even going to see? Red Zone's going to be worth it. And I was always skeptical of Red Zone because they control what we watch, and I don't like that. I like control.
What was that math you said?
480 divided by 130.
5.5, Teak, was correct answer.
No.
Was it like 380?
Yeah, 370.
Oh, you round up.
Yeah. Think about that. $3.80 per game, and you're not even watching most of them, and it adds up every week. I'm sorry. They're such pigs with how much they charge.
Because they can. That's why. They can.
I know. Here's what they wrote. The 2025 NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV, $480 for standalone subscription. If you have YouTube TV and you want to bundle it, which I do not have because YouTube TV stinks, so I don't have it. And if you don't believe me, we're on SNY. I'm sure they'll appreciate this. Can you watch SNY on YouTube TV? No. Can you watch? Yes. On YouTube TV?
Nope.
No, I don't think so. So if you are a New York sports fan the way I am, why would I get that? I have DirecTV Stream. You know what it has? Does it have SNY?
Yes.
Yes. Does it have Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Does it have MSG?
Yes.
Yes. Has everything. So they could tell you, oh, you'll save $100 if you're bundled. Why am I buying your service? Your service isn't even that good. So last year, the price was about $460. So they raised it about $25. I mean.
Yeah, which is nothing, but until it is.
It just adds up.
Right. And, like, until that's a meal that you can't have.
I also don't like when you raise prices on a product that you're taking something away from. Don't charge me more when your product isn't as good.
Right. They're charging more for less.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great business. It's bad for the consumer, though.
I think eventually it's going to die out. I do. I think people are just going to go to the Red Zone and say, screw it.
Evan, I'd like to welcome you to the Red Zone family. Now, you're a control freak, so it's going to take a little bit of getting used to that Scott Hansen or whoever does, I don't know if he does the DirecTV version.
No, it's the same. It's the same.
So it's Scotty. All right. You got to trust Scotty. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing it for a very long time.
No.
What did I read about ESPN?
Yeah, they're going to get I think they're going to buy it or something like that. It's not really going to change the service that much. Right. I know people are scared, like Stephen A. Smith is going to run Red Zone.
Will it now be available?
Yes.
On the ESPN app?
Yes.
That's why?
That's where it would. And that's good. Like, more access is a good thing.
Of course. That's bundled with Hulu and Disney.
Exactly. More ways to get access to Red Zone. I like Red Zone. My problem with Red Zone is they put too much an emphasis on fantasy football, and my emphasis is on the results of the games. So if it's 48-10,
but don't they have a fantasy football show?
They
also
do. Yeah.
So then why are they polluting the Red Zone with fantasy nonsense?
That's a great question.
They mention it, Evan, but it's not as bad as you would think.
When they flip to games that are 48-10 just because it's in the Red Zone, why are you flipping to it?
It's Red Zone channel.
Because it's Red Zone. They got to show every.
That's what
red
they got to do.
Every touchdown, every right. field goal.
Right.
But if it's a blowout and you have a Red Zone opportunity, is that more interesting than midfield 13-13, 5 minutes to go?
Well, I mean,
you tell me. Am I wrong?
The answer is no. But when it comes to fantasy and gambling, it's never over.
Well, that's what I just said.
That's his point.
That's my point.
But I think that, Evan, I don't know if you're in the minority, but a lot of fans like it from that perspective. They're more interested in what they got going on than what the Rams got.
But Tommy, I'm not telling them what to do. Right. I'm telling you why I didn't like Red Zone and why I stuck with Sunday Ticket for as long as I did. I'm a control freak because I put an emphasis on the results of the games, not the gambling and not the fantasy.
Well, you're in a tough pickle. You're going to have to drop down.
I know.
It's a lot of boxes, ZD, but you got to go 45. What is it, 45 for the year? By the way,
I'm probably not going to do it because it's just not worth it anymore.
I hate touching your money, but you know I love touching your money. You got season tickets for every single game. What do you got, a cup full of pencils over there? You're crying poor now? You want to go sing a song at Penn Station?
I just went to Europe.
Oh, stop. Wait. So what? So did half the country.
You know what? There's only one person who works here, and I actually appreciated it when he said it. There's only one person who works here who made this comment about me going to Europe.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Everyone else was like, oh, Jeff Fawn, was it good? There's one guy who works here. First thing they said to me is, boy, that must have cost a ton.
BT.
How did you know that?
Because I just know.
That's the first thing he said. And I looked at him and I was like, you don't even know, brother. And he's like, no, I'm sure it's crazy. I was like, yeah, it's crazy. So for you to tell me, just drop another $480 after we dropped God knows what.
Yeah, but you're dropping $480 over the course of 4 months every single Sunday. We did the math. It's not that bad.
I know, but it still adds up. And you got to like the product. Like, anytime you spend money on something, you have to feel like you're getting something for the product.
Yes.
And NFL Sunday Ticket is getting worse every single year.
Hold on a second. You're saying you don't want to invest something in a bad product. You just bought Jets season tickets. You have season tickets to the Nets.
Oh, that was a fungo. That was easy.
They're starting 16 people from Russia next year, the Nets.
The Nets still in the league. I walked right into that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That was too easy for him. Let's go to Annabelle in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Good afternoon, Annabelle.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All's good.
Good.
Okay, thank you for taking my call. Hey, Tommy, I love you too.
Thank you.
I want to say this. The Mets, I have 2 points to tell you. Something about the Yankees, about the Mets. But let me start with the Mets.
Yeah.
The Mets, we need a center fielder. You guys know that. We need another pitcher in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about third base. We got two guys that can play third baseman. But we need another bat behind Pete Alonso.
I think the problem that they're going to face, Annabelle, is they need a bat that's good enough. You know, right now, you look at the trade deadline, you look at the trade market, and other than Eugenio Suarez, mm-hmm. how many names do you hear that are clear upgrades than what the Mets already have? Cedric Mullins is having a terrible season.
Right.
Is he that much of an upgrade
no.
over what they have in center field?
No, he's not.
So part of the challenge that David Stearns faces.
And plays good center field.
Right. I'm intrigued by Luis Robert Jr. I always have been. And he's had a terrible season. He's had a terrible couple of years. But he's young. He's under team control. He plays good defense. And I think he's got a high upside.
And 2 years ago, he was great. And the White Sox are just garbage.
Yeah.
So how much of their garbageness is affecting him?
That's a great point. It's why I'm intrigued by him.
You just get less motivated to try to even, like, why am I even out here trying?
Change of scenery situation.
Right, of course.
That's why.
That's an interesting one. Because he was hot a couple of years ago in this exact moment of the season, the trade deadline.
Yeah.
People were looking at Luis Robert, and then he kind of fell off simply because his numbers have fallen off, but it was 2 years ago.
And I think what's also appealing by him is, let's say he comes in and he doesn't hit. Okay, he doesn't have to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jeff McNeil then could remain the everyday center fielder. Let's go to Jim in New Hyde Park. What's up, Jim?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
I called a couple of weeks ago about the Yankees having too many guys. I think they should trade them. A lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And Vivas and Peraza shouldn't even be playing, I don't think. I like BT's attitude this morning. He's seen enough, right? Me
right.
too.
Yeah.
To me, it looked like they made 6 errors, not 4 yesterday.
Well, they kind of did, because there are miscues that don't count as errors.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's a big part of baseball. So the miscues were greater than just the 4 errors they were charged with. Zach is in Point Pleasant. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Evan. I just wanted to say that you leaving John Cena off your Mount Rushmore is completely disrespectful. John Cena carried the company for 15 years when your tribal chief has done it maybe for 4, but that's my one point. And the other is, I think the Yankees have been cooked since Gerrit Cole went down. I lost hope then, and at this point, they might as well just be sellers and
They're never going to be sellers.
Nor right. should they be.
Right. I mean, there's some validity to the Gerrit Cole stuff, but Max Fried fooled the hell out of me for 2 months.
It was never going to sustain that, though.
I know that.
Mm.
Right, but he fooled you. For a while.
Yeah.
And so you still have hope that he's going to be that pitcher. And I remember these conversations we had after every loss. Every time he pitches after a loss, he gives you a great outing. And then the problem is he's fading from that.
Oh, no doubt.
And it feels, unfortunately, because this is a word that Tommy loves so much with his Knicks, it feels like attrition with him.
Yeah.
He's just wearing down.
It certainly feels that way. I think that, unfortunately, and this is something we may have to say a lot over the next decade or so when it comes to baseball, the Yankees are a flawed team. Sure they are.
Mm-hmm.
But when you then take their flaws and say they can't win a World Series, you're misunderstanding what baseball is now. Flawed teams win World Series.
Of course.
Flawed teams go to the World Series. So when you're having a mediocre year, like let's say the Met fans who are negative about this team, there are plenty. We're like, they can't get a big hit. I don't trust the rotation. I don't trust the bullpen. They're not that good. Here's what I would say to them. Here's what I would say to Yankee fans. You may be right about all your flaws. Just make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Because come October, you could simply get hot for 3 weeks.
Right.
It happens. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be the 98 Yankees. So even when you're down, even when you're depressed, even when you're angry, and you may be right with all your criticisms, baseball is still a sport where just get to the tournament and crazy crap can happen. Now let me address his blasphemy.
About?
John Cena and Roman Reigns.
There we go.
John Cena was the top guy for 14 years when the WWE sucked. You basically Kendall Gill leading the Nets in scoring. Congratulations. But then Roman Reigns is Jason Kidd.
Acknowledge me.
Roman Reigns may have only done it for 4 years, but the company was so big that it forced a sale to TKO or whatever they got sold to. Like, Roman Reigns was the lead guy for one of the golden ages in professional wrestling. John Cena was the lead guy when it was like, it stunk. So, don't hit me with this John Cena is Roman Reigns garbage.
Why did you hang on then?
Huh?
If it stunk so bad, why did you hang around?
Because as a wrestling fan, I'm loyal. And even when things are bad, I always check what's going on. Tommy's the same way. We always hang in there. And don't take this as disrespect to John. John's a wonderful wrestler. He's wonderful. I love his heel turn. I love that he's getting his final goodbye. But don't hit me with this. He's Roman Reigns. Because he's not. Sorry. Just giving you the information. You don't have to like it.
I'm staring at Tiki. He's looking at me. He knows I want to add to this wrestling conversation.
I know you want to debate. I can tell.
But as a friend to Tiki, I'm leaning towards not doing this. Because here's where you're wrong. They turned Roman Reigns. Until they turned him, he was not good at all. And they got rid of the old man, and that turned business around. And Roman was a big part of that, and obviously the bloodline angle.
We're a sports talk show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bring it to the older baseball fans so they can understand this.
Compiler?
Sandy Koufax wasn't good at the beginning. He wasn't.
Huh?
And then he became the most dominant pitcher in the history of the sport for 5.5 years. To cite Sandy's struggles in his early days and say, well, he wasn't that good until blah, 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 is irrelevant. Was he dominant for 5.5 years? Yes. Was Roman dominant for 5.5 years? Yes. Roman Reigns is Sandy Koufax. That's who he is.
No, but they were still doing...
John Cena's Gaylord Perry.
That's the
difference.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but what I would say
acknowledge
is the
me.
Business was still very, very strong when Cena was there. You know that. Okay. And they should have turned Cena, and his turn now sucks. I don't know why you think it's good. It's horrible, but they should have turned him when people wanted to see him.
Or when he was
turn.
Relevant.
Of course.
Right.
You've pissed off a lot of wrestling people today. You've besmirched a lot of names here to prop up Roman Reigns and Bruno Sammartino.
You know what the problem is? They tried the same trick twice. So The Rock comes back out of nowhere after being an actor for forever, and it's like, oh, now you're a bad guy? Now the Cody crybabies are the ones that you're gonna bitch about and slap down, and then you're just gonna not show up anymore? Okay, great. Yeah, it kind of worked, but people got tired of it. Let's try it with Cena.
Right, because he'll actually be around.
Maybe Cena will work. Let's work with it. Hey, turn heel, right? And it doesn't work.
No, I got you. Look,
it doesn't work.
When John turned heel, there were comparisons to Hogan turning heel. And obviously the reason we've talked wrestling today is the passing of Hulk Hogan at the age of 71. When Hogan turned heel, it was amazing. But what made it amazing, or better than amazing, was what they followed with. The next angle was great. They haven't done that
but
with John Cena.
But he was also actively still wrestling.
Right. No, I'm talking about Cena. Cena's still actively wrestling now, even though it's only a one-year run. Yeah. The problem is the story they've booked with John as a heel is not nearly as good as what they booked with Hulk as a heel.
That's because it felt like thought out
yes.
and deep and real.
And they had other guys involved.
With Hulk Hogan. It was like, all right, I got turned because I got influenced by negativity. I'm in the hood right now. Look what's happening.
That's right.
Like, I'm wearing black instead of yellow and red. Like, what the hell's like, I've turned, man.
Yeah, I'm painting
whereas John Cena's like, I'm still smiling at you, but I'm a bad guy.
That's a fair point. That's a fair criticism.
Like, what's going on here?
That's another reason why John Cena's not on Mount Rushmore. So you've all made my point. I appreciate it.
Unintentionally.
Yeah, unintentionally, but you did it.
I got sucked into a wrestling conversation.
I know. Even when Tommy's like, the heel turn sucked, I was like, okay, thank you. I guess it wasn't as good as Roman's. Yeah, we can do that tomorrow. Tomorrow, when the Mets are playing out west against the Giants. And the Yankees are welcoming in the Philadelphia Phillies, which is an interesting series because it forces Met fans to have to root for the New York Yankees. The Mets are a half game up on the Philadelphia Phillies right now in the National League East. Yankees are now 4 games behind Toronto. The Blue Jays have officially won the tiebreaker. So the chances and the odds of the New York Yankees winning the American League East as we sit here on July 24th are not high. In fact, for the first time all year, the Toronto Blue Jays are now the betting favorites to win the American League East. Mm. So,
what happened to that prediction that they would win lead wire to wire and
never
have an
wrong.
Issue with that the NL East? Not so much now, Evan.
No, I had a prediction right and wrong, but mostly wrong. I thought the Yankees would win the division wire to wire. That is an L. That's a complete loss. But I thought the Blue Jays would be their number one contender.
True.
So I've been right about the Blue Jays, just not as right as I guess I could have been. And what's interesting for Toronto is they do play today. And they play a four-game series. And I think this is one worthy of keeping an eye on if you're a Yankee fan. Maybe you don't want to take a break from baseball. Maybe you will watch baseball tonight. Do you know who they play for four games?
I do not.
The Detroit Tigers.
Oh, interesting. Detroit's been bad.
They are. In fact, the Blue Jays have passed the Detroit Tigers for the best record in the American League. They are currently tied with the Astros for the number one seed. So Detroit, after
only
the
by half a game, because Detroit's lost one more game.
That's right. But that's still a full game,
of course,
in the loss column. Detroit's lost 9 out of 10. They've really, really struggled. They've come really crashing down to earth. They're not being challenged in the American League Central because the Guardians are at 500 in second place. But they are being challenged in terms of that first round bye. So right now, the Astros and Blue Jays are tied with the best record. Mm-hmm. And the Tigers are that third division leader. So that's a huge four-game series. And maybe if you're a Yankee fan, you get some help. Maybe the Tigers smack the Blue Jays around. There's a little bit of a letdown after the Yankee series ends. Yankees beat up the Phillies, and all of a sudden, maybe they're within a game or two of first place in the AL East. But the tiebreaker is out the window because of what happened last night. We will get to the all-quarter century team that WFM put together coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, as well as Tommy Cinco to 5-0. But let's get back to your telephone calls with Al in Queens. What's up today, Al?
What's going on, guys?
Yep.
So, about Justin Field, they should bring in a toe specialist like Rex Ryan to make sure he heals quickly.
Good one.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And pretty much, I was calling because Tommy has this big brother mentality for the Mets 2025 this season. But nothing says your little brother more than actually not being able to say, "Let's go Yankees."
Why?
The Yankees are.
Why should I acknowledge little brother? That's a big brother thing to do, to not acknowledge little brother, and that's what you are as a Yankee fan. I assume you're a Yankee fan, Al. If you're not, then
Tommy,
not.
I grew up 2 blocks away from the stadium.
What does it matter where you grow up from? I grew up right outside City Field. Doesn't mean I'm going to be a Met fan. There's plenty of Met fans in the Bronx. I'm sure there's Yankee fans in Queens. I wasn't going to make an assumption based on your geographical location, Al.
Two blocks away from the stadium. I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and if the Mets were playing the Blue Jays tonight, I would be wearing orange, blue, and white and be saying, "Let's go Mets." Like, who cares?
But when did I say I was rooting for the Phillies? But I didn't say I was rooting for the Phillies.
Excuse me?
I never said I was rooting for the Phillies this weekend. Never once did I say that.
So it kills you to say, "Let's go Yankees"?
It doesn't kill me. I'm not afraid of saying it. It doesn't kill me to say it. I just didn't say it.
You haven't said it 2 hours later.
Well, I'm saying it by saying I'm rooting for the team that's perhaps playing the Phillies this weekend.
Al's right.
Al's not right.
You know what this is very similar to? Mm-hmm. Like, there are a lot of people that don't feel comfortable saying something, like, really positive. Like, I would say, "Hey, Tiki, I think you're a good-looking guy."
Thank you.
And there are a lot of guys out there that don't feel comfortable with that. They just won't say it. And that's their prerogative. They don't have to. Maybe they're not comfortable in their own skin. But I have no problem saying, "You know what? I'm a man. Tiki's a very good-looking guy."
Are there any men that you say I love you to?
Yes. I would say I love you to Juan Soto. Of course. Family members, fathers. Are you saying I'm Yankee phobic? Is that what I'm saying?
I think you are, yes.
You're affection phobic.
Yes.
Affection phobic.
Yeah.
I think you're not comfortable enough in your own skin to just simply say, "I'm rooting for the Yankees because it benefits my team," which is why I said, "Let's go Yankees." I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm not a closet Yankee fan, though some people accuse me of it. I'm merely a Met fan who knows it's in my best interest if the Yankees win.
Well, I do think
so. I have no issue saying, "Let's go Yankees."
I can't claim closet Yankee fan because you don't have Yankee tickets yet. Every other team you have, but not yet.
That's right.
Not yet.
I do think Evan is a Yankee sympathizer. I have said nothing wrong here. My fandom is not in question here. If the Phillies were to win this weekend, wouldn't be good for the Mets. So I certainly wouldn't want to see that happen.
Yeah, but you're doing like a word salad when the reality is you're rooting for the Yankees. And you guys think and know I hate the Knicks. How many times have I said, "Let's go Knicks" on the air when it benefited the Nets? It's happened a lot. I don't care. I put the fandom of my teams ahead of any childish dislike I have for another team.
As do
Let's go Knicks. Why did I say "Let's go Knicks"? Like, I'm glad you played that, Connor. The context is, you don't have to admit it, I'll tell you, is the Knicks were playing a team that benefited me for the Knicks to beat. So I had no problem. I was comfortable enough in my own skin to come on the radio and say, "Let's go Knicks." I don't care if people think I'm a Knicks fan. I'm not. I know what I am.
You have season tickets too.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying. You could be a Knicks fan.
but I'm not. And you can say it, and it's not even going to bother me. Let's go Rangers. So, so tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium, when the Yankees play the Philadelphia Phillies, you are simply like either not a real Met fan or you got major issues if you just can't root for the Yankees.
You're asking me to pick, or are you putting one on me?
I mean, it's one of the two.
I already told you I'm not rooting for the Phillies. I don't know what more you or anybody else wants or needs.
Say it out loud.
Okay.
Let's go
team
Yankees.
Playing the Phillies. Go team from the Bronx.
Go Yankees.
Again, that's not me. That was generated by Bayatiki, who is in prison or something.
I think I basically threatened him one day to say, hey, this benefits the Mets. Can you say go Yankees?
Yes.
I mean, it's not that difficult. Like, you know the seven line?
Okay, you know
the seven
what?
Line's going to root for the Yankees.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Everybody who's a Met fan. Frank the Tank's going to root for the Yankees.
Text your old man right now, because I'm sure you texted him about Hulk.
I spoke to my dad about this.
Because he hates. I don't hate, but he hates. Don't hate, but he hates the Yankees.
So what did he admitted he has a very tough time with it. And the reason my dad, like, remember I just told you there's two columns here? There's either you're not a real fan or you got major issues. My dad's got major issues. I mean, he left the country when the Yankees played in the World Series in 1976, literally left the country. So he'd be free to admit, yeah, I got major issues. I know it makes no sense. I got issues. So
who's
Tommy.
Who's Jet rooting for?
Oh my God, not even close.
Let's go Yankees?
He knows what's, actually, you know what? He may be a challenge because he hates the Yankees so
That's
much.
That's what I mean.
Mets suck.
I know that. We talked about it on Monday.
I'll talk to him when I get home tonight. Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I'm gonna tell him the situation.
He might be in your boat, Tommy.
Well, I just don't understand why Evan has to play this game all the time. Why can't we just, like, ignore the weekend, let it just go by? Like,
ignore the weekend?
Ignore it, meaning, like, if you don't want to root for something, you don't have to do that. You just focus on the Mets. Let's have the Mets beat the Giants, then
Tommy,
beat the Padres.
Tommy,
TCB. Take care of
I
your own
want
business.
You to understand what's on the line this weekend.
Okay.
Good.
Yes.
If the Mets don't win the division, and let's say they lose it by a game, mm-hmm. or however they lose it.
Yeah.
If they lose it by less than a game or two games or three games, I'm going to cite your unwillingness to do the right thing.
That's to make me the bad guy. You're cherry picking a random series.
No, I'm not.
But it is a series that could give you the lead.
Yeah. They already have the lead, but they got to build on that lead.
I hope the Mets, they're in first place now, and I'd like them to be there on Monday. Mm. Thank you.
All you got to do is root for the Yankees.
Let's go Yankees.
No biggie.
All right. It's all good.
It's not that hard.
No biggie.
I mean, you rooted for the Red Sox last night. You rooted for the Angels last week. Like, you root who plays the Phillies. The Yankees are playing the Phillies. Let's go Yankees. Like, just be confident in your own skin.
I'm very
go
confident in my
Yankees.
Own skin. Would you stop with that? I'm very confident in my own skin. Thank you.
Are you here tomorrow?
What are you, my... What are you... No.
You're not here tomorrow.
I will be off tomorrow.
Connor, are you here tomorrow?
I am, yes.
Perfect. Connor, here's what we're going to do tomorrow.
What's going on behind my back?
A lot. Anytime we refer to Tommy, and we'll make believe he's here, just play different variations of him saying, go Yankees.
Go Yankees.
That's going to be the entire time.
Right.
Like, we refer
anytime to we reference Tommy.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have fun.
How about them Yankees?
Go Yankees.
No biggie.
What do you think of this weekend, Tommy?
No biggie.
Go Yankees.
I mean, it's a big series for our Yankees. You think our Yankees are going to pull this thing off, Tommy?
Go Yankees.
It's going to be the whole week, a whole Friday show,
but
Tommy,
the Mets are also playing today.
Go Yankees.
Okay. That's how you feel.
No biggie.
And if you want to do other editing and preparation for tomorrow, Connor, you're more than welcome. Let's go Rangers. Like you did to me.
Like that?
Yeah, just like that. Let's go to Mike calling from Sarasota, Florida. What's up today, Mike? Hey, Mike. Mike going once. Mm. Mike is, I guess he's gone. Mm. Let's go to Peyton in Roxbury. What's shaking, Peyton?
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to call up about the earlier point you guys made with saying that when you guys were going over the Giants and Jets position battles.
Yeah, right.
And you said that it's a toss-up or too early to tell at the head coaching spot.
Yeah, I disqualified the coaching conversation because we have no idea how Aaron Glenn is going. I know how Dave is as a coach. Coach of the year, had some troubles injury-wise, et cetera. But still, we know who he is. I have no idea who Aaron Glenn is as a coach.
Yeah, that's a fair point, but I feel like Evan was kind of more so in the toss-up range. And it's like, for me, like you said, he's a former coach of the year, Dable. He had a rough season last year, and don't get me wrong, I got on him as much as anybody else.
Right.
But when you look at what he had to work with, I mean, he was with Tommy DeVito, Drew Locke a lot of the season, and...
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And he's still the coach of the year. The last time Aaron Glenn was on a football field, he allowed 40-plus points to the Commanders and got upset in the playoffs.
True.
So, I mean, to not give the edge to Dable there, I feel like it's doing him a disservice.
Well, I think he only...
Well, it's different as a coordinator. The problem is it's different when you're the coordinator versus the head coach.
Of course.
Because some of that giving up the 40 points to the Commanders, as we all remember, was also some of the offensive grossness.
Well,
and
also,
the Detroit
they
Lions
didn't
that game.
Hire Aaron Glenn to be the defensive coordinator. Yeah. He's the head coach. So whether his track record is great or terrible as a DC, that means nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not the defensive – Robert Saleh was a great defensive coordinator. What the hell does that mean?
Nothing.
I think when it comes to head coach, and if you didn't like my verbiage, I guess I'll try to be sweeter to you. You can't determine it because we have no idea what Aaron Glenn is, good or bad. What's Brian Daboll? Here's what Brian Daboll is. He's a guy that 80% of the fan base wanted fired last year. Now, they didn't fire him, and the jury is still sort of out because he did win Coach of the Year in year one. The last 2 years have been disastrous. I agree. The talent hasn't been great. Mm-hmm. A lot of that's been on Joe Shane, whether it's the quarterbacks or the offensive line or the roster in general. Like, I don't disagree with that. But as we sit here 3 years in, we're really not sure what Brian Daboll is, just like we're not sure what Aaron Glenn is. So I don't think either one of us can really definitively say, oh, we have the edge at coach. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Brian Daboll may not be back next year. Aaron Glenn will be.
Right, but the edge is to Dabes. You just can't have the conversation.
He has the edge because he's actually coached an NFL game.
Because he's actually been a head coach.
He's coached 51 games.
That's the only reason why.
I think
we don't know, because we don't know what Aaron Glenn's going to be.
Right.
And it could be great.
Aaron Glenn
could be coach of the year this year.
He could be. Like, I'm envisioning D'Amico Ryans, because D'Amico went from playing to coaching, mm-hmm. and he became great. And so that's what I'm hoping he is. I don't know if he will be. The jury is still out. I'll tell you this. Speaking of the jury being out, I don't know if you know what August 2nd is. August 2nd is the one-year anniversary of me posting the executive rankings in New York sports. I have to update that one.
Mm.
But forget August 2nd. What about July 24th? What about today? What's today
what
the anniversary
today?
Of?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No idea.
He has no idea.
A year ago today?
I didn't say a year ago today. I'm just saying in general. Do you know what July 24th is? How about you, Tommy?
Thursday?
I'm gonna say it was the first day our show started 2 years ago.
Look at that. Good job, Tommy. 2 years ago today was the first ever Evan and Tiki. Would
was
you like
it really?
Yeah.
Were we all here?
We were all here.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't taking vacation before our first show. Would you like to hear the first 30 seconds of the first ever Evan and Tiki?
Oh, yeah.
I listened to
this
today.
This is with Spike as our PD, right?
Yes. I don't really like how I started it. I'm like kind of very critical of the dig I took at you. So anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, the first ever Evan and Tiki.
How's everybody doing? The inaugural edition of Evan and Tiki. I got to work with Joe Beningo. He'll be the first to tell you, not a good looking guy. I got to work with Craig Carton. He wouldn't admit it. I'll say it. Kind of aged over the years. Kind of looks like a pumpkin. And now I get to work with a good-looking man. He's the best running back in the history of the Giants, but I hate to tell you, he's the second best running back in the history of New York. Tiki Barber. Hi, Tiki.
Is this the Curtis Martin thing that BT likes to throw all the time? I'm doing good, Evan.
And hey, John Riggins, that's for sure.
I almost feel like the first day of school again. BT and I were just talking about this as he was walking out of the studio, my longtime former partner. I left my headphones at home.
What are you doing?
I haven't had cans on in decades.
Think about that. Tiki forgot his cans. I was taking a shot at him.
No, I had headphones. I was wearing cans.
Oh, you were wearing?
Because I had left my headphones at home.
Oh, that's I got you now.
This is weird.
That is weird.
I don't think I've called a show. Well, actually, we do when we do remotes. Because you have to.
Right.
It's the ambient, the noise, the room we're in. You kind of need to like lock your head. But when you're here in the studio, you just need headphones.
No, I got you.
So I forgot him.
He forgot him. So 2 years ago today, and everybody forgot. Did the Midday Show remember that their state show started 2 years ago today?
Well, like, Sal's not here. So.
That's right. But did BT remember? Did Hoff remember?
I doubt it.
That's a bad job by them. It's a bad job by Hoff. I put that on Pete. Like, Tommy knew. There's no issue with Tommy. He knew right away. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, yeah, 2 years ago today.
You know, I'm sure Hoff doesn't remember the Rico anniversaries.
I don't remember the Rico anniversary.
Like, what was your first Rico? You have to know your first Rico.
I have no idea.
Are you serious?
I even struggle with the year. Ah, it's 2022. That's right. It was like
the Rico Borgagna podcast.
It was not like a traditional like opening day. I think it was May of 2022. Like, it was early in the season. I don't even remember. Oh, you know what? I do remember the series. It was the four-game split against the Dodgers that I called the greatest split in the history of splitting series. Mm. But that was like May or late April of 2022. But I do not know the date. But I know the date of when I started with Joe, which was January 2nd, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know the date with Craig. November 17th? No.
It was the Monday following the election that year.
That's right.
If that helps you with the date.
Not really. November 8th? Something
what do you
like
mean,
that?
Not really. A Yankee Doodle Dandy. You don't know when the election
no,
is.
No, not
because
dates.
It's weird. Like, changes. Isn't, November dates are always weird.
Wait, yeah. It's not the same day every time?
No,
day is the same day every year. It's not like we have that certain number that's divisible by seven. Like, New Year's Day isn't the same day every year. Your birthday isn't the same day every year.
But Thanksgiving's always a Thursday, so I figured the election day would always be...
No.
No.
No, it's always a Tuesday, but it's not the same date. I would guess like November 8th. With Craig, 2020.
2020.
Pandemic. You're going to find... Mm-hmm. You're going to figure it out. There is a way to figure it out. Like, anytime you're confused... Like, I'll be honest with you. I forgot our date. I just had to look at mid-July 2023, and I found the Monday before the Subway Series, and I was like, that's it! July 24th! So what was it in 2020?
So it was after Election Day?
Lugie is saying it's the Monday after Election Day.
Correct.
Huh. Where is Election
Day? I think it was November 10th.
November 10th.
There you go.
That's a Tuesday, though.
So November 9th.
November 9th. November 9th, 2020.
Now, do you remember your first show, whether it's at WFAN with BT or in general, your first show at the network? Do you have a date on that?
It was January 2nd because it was the first show after the holiday.
There you go.
Of 2012.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
There you go.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone.
Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.